are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, this is getting absolutely ridiculous. All right, I understand Jeremy Lin, right? Great basketball player, New York Knicks. He's been a hero. All this Lin sanity. But I guess today, Ben & Jerry's has released a Jeremy Lin ice cream flavor. an actual ice cream flavor based on somebody who's a pretty good basketball player, but I'm assuming sweats. You know, smells like gym. His hands probably smell like basketball plastic. I mean, really, you want to eat, I like Brad Pitt and Viggo Mortensen, but I probably wouldn't eat a Brad Pitt ice cream. Kind of sounds a little weird. Apparently, what is it? It's a vanilla frozen yogurt and lychee honey swirls. And it used to have bits of fortune cookie in it, but I guess they took it out because I was a PC. And customers can get a buck off at one of its, I guess, locations if they shoot a basketball into a hoop. Come on. Better be careful. Michelle Obama's going to be all over this one. They'll be like, oh, no, you're promoting ice cream. Oh, very bad, very bad. I don't know. Just, you don't make a flavor out of a man's, you know, underarm. I don't know. I mean, I like the UNLV Rebels. All right, huge Rebel fan. Somebody said Rebel ice cream. Maybe Rebel ice cream I would take, you know, because it probably has some red swirls and, I don't know, some gray swirls. Maybe it's gray because it gets left out. I don't know. You know, but, you know, Rebels is a kind of, you know, idea. It's we're not thinking about a person who sweats. That's why. All right. You know, I mean, everybody sweats on the basketball court. Of course, not just Jeremy Lin, but if you're going to be making a Jeremy Lin flavored ice cream, I'm assuming they aren't excited about the Jeremy Lin that sits on the couch watching, let's say, Simpsons. Everyone's excited about the Jeremy Lin who is out there sweating playing basketball. So as far as I'm concerned, a little disgusting. All right. We got a huge show tonight. Huge. You know, huge. Huge because I've had such a busy day that it seems huge, but a lot of good stuff. Of course, I want to hear from you. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're getting some horror stories out of England. I guess now they're trying to push where patients use an app, type their symptoms in, and a computer tells them what they should do to save time and money so they don't go to a doctor. This, to me, is probably one of the scariest things I've ever heard of yet this year coming out of England. Also, I guess hospitals are overcrowded that they'll put cancer patients up in hotel rooms. And one died, unfortunately, without a nurse by his bedside. Pretty scary story. I guess we also need to talk about this bathtub paint stripper has caused multiple deaths. Need to talk about why, what's going on with that, and if we have time. Apparently, scientists have developed, this is cool, a fabric that can transfer your body heat to charging your iPhone or even your laptop, right? You know, so you get kind of hot, you get kind of sweaty, you could actually produce energy. You know, honestly, they need to figure out something like that to make gas, because gas prices, oh, it's ridiculous. I don't want to fill up my tank. You know, I got to have a four-door, you know, because of the kids. And, yeah, we have the SUV because we have to throw a bunch of crap in the bag. And the kids have, you know, their gear and any sport they have. We always have to, you know, throw it in the trunks. They're never big enough. And it's costing me $40-$50 a pop. And that's for me using the cheapy gasoline and trying to fill it only halfway. I mean, I don't like this at all. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, I'm a truck driver, 56. I was wondering if you'd throw out on the air tomorrow night, Friday.
That's
what,
now.
What age is a good age to get a shingles vaccine? Thanks.
Now, thank you for your message. And anytime I'm not live, guys, call into our message line at 1-877-DOC-DALI. It'll either come to me or it'll come to a message line. Oh, shingles vaccine. It used to be age 60. Now they're saying it's okay at age 50. at 50 years old, get your shingles vaccine. The FDA ruled it, I think, almost about a year ago. They started to say we could do it at age 50. I guess Merck has the Zostavax. I'm not sure what it costs. I know it depends on where you are and what pharmacy. Insurance should cover it. Now, after Obamacare, I don't know, but from what I understand, insurance does cover it. You know, keep in mind, shingles, your lifetime risk is about 30%. You know, shingles, very common. Quick recap, when you get chickenpox as a kid, it goes away eventually, but it doesn't go away completely. It kind of stays quiescent in one of your nerves. That nerve, it decides to reactivate later in life when you're stressed. So when you're over 50, that's when you're at higher risk. The vaccine was approved originally just for people over 60. Then they realized, no, we could actually start vaccinating people before that. From what I understand, one shot does a trick. From what I understand, you do not need boosters. I think it costs about $160. I think it's about $160, if I remember correctly. Yeah, because I remember Merck wanted us to stock it. And I was like, that much per shot? You know, every now and then the cleaning lady unplugs the refrigerator. Well, not our cleaning lady now, but in the past, cleaning ladies would unplug the refrigerator that had the vaccines in it to plug in the vacuum cord. So we would lose our vaccines very frequently. And we just stopped carrying them because it was too expensive. Right? Yeah, we got rid of the gold cleaning lady. Absolutely. Absolutely. I know. I almost decided to just clean the office myself. I mean, honestly, I'm there all the time. I might as well just clean it myself. Anyway, so yeah, absolutely. Shingles, those vesicles, they look like blisters. People think they got a bug bite because it kind of hurts and smarts and itches and bothers them. And then by the time they think about going to the doctor, the rash has spread only as on one side of the body because it follows that one nerve root. If it's anywhere near the eye, you guys have to see an eye doctor because it could cause herpes ophthalmicus. If I pronounce that correct, ophthalmicus, right? Okay, not cussing, but ophthalmicus could cause blindness, goes across the chest, difficult to breathe, goes across the groin, difficult to groin. So, all right, get that done. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
I think the national debt is $15 trillion. Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Attention! Information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, this is weird. Dr. Dahlia here. Looks like a hairstylist is busted in Texas for actually doing illegal breast implants in the back of her hair salon. Carmel Foster lives in Tyler, Texas, 92 miles east of Dallas, has been performing breast implants. Remember somebody was doing injections and collagen injections and ruining people's faces and butts and you know, no medical training whatsoever. I knew that wasn't the only case. I knew there's probably thousands of people out there. They say one woman was hospitalized with severe chest pains and remains in critical conditions after family members said Ms. Foster gave her an injection. Four other women also complained to the police. Where is she getting this? Police are not sure what Foster was allegedly pumping into the women and who paid for her service, who, by the way, were idiots in and of themselves, might I add. The FDA has taken samples of the liquid gel for testing. The 39-year-old is facing charges for practicing medicine without a license and without a bra. No, I'm sorry. It doesn't say that. Bond was set at $200,000. This is ridiculous. So she's injecting this. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember, it was the Florida transgender man that was injecting, the cement, and it was a tire sealant. That's what happened. Remember? And then I guess it was a man in California was pretending to be a doctor performing liposuction. You know, it's crazy. You know, people, now I can understand being a victim to someone who was pretending to be a doctor. Because again, you're thinking you're going into a doctor's office. But before you let anybody cut on you, just check with the medical board. It's very easy to do. The medical board, I practice in Nevada. The medical board has an online, has a way for you to online verify your doctor, look at if there's complaints, etc. And it's very easy to do. But I mean, especially somebody that's going to be injecting something into your body. Remember, you could die. They could inject something. You could get these embolisms. We were talking about yesterday about a little girl, 14-year-old, who was sucking on helium, got an embolism and died. You don't want something outside. You don't want anything being injected into your body without you knowing what it is. Okay? That's just common sense. And if you aren't sure if who's doing it is a doctor, then you call the medical board. If you're at a hair salon and your hair stylist says, you know, look, while we're waiting for the weave to set in or the, you know, highlights to cook, why don't I inject your breasts? Respectfully decline. Just say, no, thank you, or I'll pass. Very easy. Very easy to do. All right, now what else is scary? Looks like paint stripper has caused some deaths. Apparently, the Michigan Fatality Assessment and Control Evaluation Program had looked into a gentleman who had died using a methylene chloride-based paint stripper. It was, I guess, supposedly used for aircrafts, and I guess he was using it to refinish his bathtub. Then while they were investigating his death, they found, you know, they realized, well, wait a second, two earlier deaths in Michigan were pretty similar to this gentleman. Then OSHA got involved and found 10 additional deaths. All of the deaths took place in home bathrooms, they said, which were not ventilated by the proper machinery to guard against methylene chloride vapor. Now, I guess what this probably did, from what I understand, you know, caused hypoxia. It probably competed with oxygen for your hemoglobin, and you end up asphyxiating and not being able to come back from that. Program determined that 10 products were related to the 13 deaths, 6 of which were supposed to be used with aircrafts, and the others were meant to be used with glass, wood, metal, and masonry. The prevalence of methylene chloride in some of these products was almost 100%. They said the methylene chloride blood levels in 6 people who died had autopsies performed way above 223 milligrams per liter. Acceptable level is less than 2. These are way, way toxic. I mean, just absolutely heartbreaking. So I guess, you know, don't clean your bathtub. I wouldn't use paint stripper. You know what? With everything, you have to ventilate. When in doubt, I want to come up with something that rhymes. You know how I always say, when in doubt, check it out, right? I know in college, everybody used to say, when in doubt, pull out. But, oh, really? We got some music. Oh, is that college music?
Welcome
all right
to the Corlin Economics Report.
Oh, hey, Donovan.
Financial and political.
Yeah. Really, you guys want to hear the news?
No,
yeah, I guess the news is coming in, Donovan. Can you stop it?
Any
people don't want to hear real news. They don't want to hear educated news. They want to hear Dr. Dahlia.
The weekend version of the Corlin Economics Report. Time out, Corlin. Appreciate it.
Sorry, guys. Oh, there we go. Yay, Donovan saved the day. I know y'all are like, boo, boo. Yeah, all right, so when in doubt, I guess open the window and stick your head out. Put back the news. All right. I don't know what the news was talking about. It sounded good. Okay, what else happened? Oh, my gosh. What's going on with all these deaths? A woman was convicted of vehicular homicide because the tow truck driver got dragged when she tried to flee the scene of an accident. This happened in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Poor tow truck driver, Alan Lou Rose, was preparing to tow her SUV, and she decided to flee. You see, people see too many movies. Do you notice that? You know, you see in the movies, you're like, before the car gets towed, you can jump on and drive away. No, the guy got dragged with it. You know, when I went to school, I was in the 5th grade, and one of my classmates was dragged by a car. And I don't know how he got caught. I don't know if the bumper got caught on his backpack. I'm not sure what happened. And he was dragged 50 feet. I mean, he lived and, you know, but people get dragged and the driver doesn't know. You know, I mean, especially if you have poor hearing like me and the windows are up, you don't know. So, you know, my suggestion would be just, You know, if someone's anywhere near your car, you know what makes me nervous? I was at Walmart today, as usual. I know I'm always at Walmart. And I wanted to pull out, and there were children right in front of my car. Now, I never let my kids be anywhere near the front or the back because of somebody else's car, because what if somebody didn't put it in reverse? Right? You know how many times you thought you were in reverse, and then you go forward, and then you hit the cement block? Yeah, well, okay, it may not happen to you. Yeah, I know, I got a lot of truckers listening to me right now. You guys know your stuff. Yeah, you're probably looking at me like amateur, and I am. I'm an amateur. But yeah, sometimes I forget that I'm not in reverse. And so it's pretty scary because then, you know, you go the wrong way, and yeah, okay. Well, you know, here's another thing that's scary. John Hinckley Jr., right, the gentleman, I don't even want to call him gentleman, the psycho, who tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan. He's going to be in the news a lot because, remember, he's trying to get parole this year. Well, apparently he's a little upset with us. Yeah, I know. I know he's a little upset with us. He doesn't want people thinking of him as an assassin. He wants people to realize that he has some gifts. He's an artist. He's a musician. And an idiot, yes, and an idiot. Yeah, absolutely. But he has some gifts. And he's frustrated that people aren't going to see that in him. They're always going to think of him as a bad guy. And, you know, I'm sure the sympathy is afloweth. He has been diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. Somebody who could think Jodie Foster would be in love with him. Somebody who would think he could kill the president. Somebody who thinks that he's actually a musician or an artist. He has some narcissistic behavior. But what's interesting is Jared Loughner, I guess, kind of had that same question. Like, really? Is this how people see me? I'm not a bad guy. People like that, we need to be extremely fearful of. Because these people have no sense of right from wrong. They don't think what they did is wrong. They think they're being a martyr. Or they think they're doing a service. They think killing somebody is like, you know, buttering your bread. So when you have any of these gunmen or assassins want to get out on parole, right, which John Hinckley Jr., I wouldn't be surprised with this system, he does. I mean, they actually aren't remorseful. Right. What did they say he did on his outing last year? He went to a library to look up books of people who assassinated presidents. I mean, he thinks he's a hero. I mean, he thinks he did nothing wrong. And this is a very, very scary type of psychological scenario you have with these, like I said, assassins. Now, what do you do if this guy is out there on the loose? I don't know. I am amazed he didn't get the death penalty. I'm just absolutely shocked. I guess he was one of the reasons why they revamped the whole pleading insanity case, right? He didn't get the chair. He got to go to a mental institution because they pled insanity. Well, of course, all these people are insane, but they're a danger. They're a danger to others. But doctors say he's in remission for his psychotic disorders and major depression. He's in remission? I bet you he'll come out of remission. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be back on the Dr. Dolly Show. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orexicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydropacks, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook. And if your city does not air the Dr. Dahlia Show, call them, write them, email them, tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia to their town, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. All right, so it looks like they say an app a day can keep your doctor away in Great Britain. They said patients will be told to use mobile phone apps to monitor their health at home rather than them seeing a doctor or nurse. Now, this is being reported here by Daily Mail, saying that the Department of Health is hoping it would save the National Health System millions of pounds, right, through unnecessary visits to the surgery or hospital. Right. Apparently, many people, like we know, have been going to A&E, which is accident and emergency over there. And they have been going there for, I guess, you know, nails that are torn and, you know, some little trivial things, right? And they are having huge problems financing their healthcare system, just like we in America. Yet the difference is they already have a socialized system and we don't. So now, because their socialized system isn't working, they are needing the aid of iPhone apps and Droid apps. Now, senior doctors are saying this is going to be the biggest mistake. I think a kindergartner could see this. All right. You don't type in your symptoms and expect a computer to think like a doctor. Well, Dr. Dahlia, computers are doing math. The computers are taking over. In fact, computers are even smarter than doctors sometimes. All right. The one thing a doctor has that a computer will never have is instinct. Okay? We have spent many a show talking about how, let's say you're having a heart attack, and your symptoms will not be the typical textbook, chest pain, left arm pain, difficulty breathing. No. Like I had in the ER, it was a woman coming in with a tooth that hurt. And I'm looking in her mouth. I cannot reproduce the tooth pain. I can't figure this out. I decided to check the heart. It was a heart attack. Or the woman who came in that had a bladder infection and was starting to get a little nauseous, and she asked me for nausea medicine, and I was able to reinstitute her to get her aftershock heart attack going. I'd like to say on purpose, right? I was like, really? Well, but thank God that happened, because we knew she had a heart attack the night before. Flew her to Phoenix, got her taken care of. She lived. So how can some algorithm or logarithm or something a computer is programmed to interpret something like that? Well, Dr. Dahlia, they could put atypical symptoms in there. They could say toothache. Well, all right, well, how's that going to help you then as a patient? I mean, what they want to do is have you type in. They want to have you type in, I guess, they say, here, cancer sufferers, pregnant women, those with diabetes, lung problems, heart disease will be urged to take daily measurements and text them to a central computer system. The results will be analyzed, and within a few minutes, they will be sent a reply advising them on what treatment to take. This is doc in a box. No, we don't want this kind of medicine. Now, I know you all are thinking, that's England, all right, that's Great Britain. Has nothing to do with us. Oh, really? Oh, really? Aren't we following the same pattern? Aren't we just decades behind Great Britain here, which is going to be accelerated very quickly with Obamacare? Remember, we're having money problems. And our government is very excited about our neighboring countries and our friends and how they're able to get away with socialized medicine beautifully. They think socialized medicine is a hit. Well, I like to watch these other countries very closely, extremely closely. And I am not finding that it's a hit. I'm finding that it's a bust. Okay? There is probably no condition I would be comfortable with you inputting your numbers into a computer. Let's say your blood pressure is 120 over 70 and then 120 over 70. Then you get like a 160 over 90, 120 over 70, 120 over 70, maybe 10 readings later, 180 over 110, then 120 over 70, 120 over 70, right? Maybe your blood pressure goes down to 110 over 60. The computer may go, all right, overall your average is good. Okay, not too bad. Do you see a problem with that? I do. Well, Dr. Dahlia, that happens when we go to the doctor. White coat hypertension. Remember, your blood pressure goes up when you see the doctor. I treat white coat hypertension, thank you. If somebody's blood pressure spikes that high, right? If your blood pressure is spiking that high because you see a white coat, then what the heck is happening to your blood pressure when you're seeing a G-string? Or when you're seeing a kid run across the street and you have to slam your brakes? Okay? Spikes in your blood pressure are serious. That tells the doctor that we need to treat you with a medicine that controls the spikes. Not all blood pressure medicine controls the spikes. We've reviewed the blood pressure medicine. You have the diuretics, which keep the fluid, you know, in check, so you don't have too much fluid going down the pipe. That doesn't really do the blood pressure spikes that much. Sometimes heart rate going up could. Calcium channel blockers help relax the stiffness of your arteries that stiffen with age. Again, you don't really see the acute spikes. The ACE inhibitors help the spikes. They do. So if you're, let's say, on a diuretic, or a beta blocker, and you type this into the computer or whatever. It's not even a computer, your app, okay, right? If you decide to close down Angry Birds and move over to this health app and decide to punch in these numbers, and the computer says, oh, just double up on your Atenolol. Take extra beta blocker. Don't you want a doctor involved? Don't you want a human raising an eyebrow? Now, maybe over there, socialized medicine is such a cluster that people are saying, look, my doctor doesn't even have time to see me. He looks at the 120 over 70 number, says I'm fine, says goodbye. I mean, maybe I'm looking at this completely wrong. Maybe medicine is so messed up that people are thinking that at least a computer will spend a little bit more time analyzing their data than a doctor would. I don't know. Okay? The horror stories I hear, obviously cloud any good stories you would hear, but I just don't hear that many good stories. I hear these scary stories that cloud us up. Like, here's one. Here's the headline. Cancer patient dies in hotel room after hospital sent them there to free up beds. Now, apparently, people treated for blood cancer, etc., and get their chemotherapy many times are put in a hospital, in a hotel setting. Apparently, it was the Radisson Edwardian Grafton Hotel. Kind of sounds nice. And I guess they go there between doses of chemo to rest and recuperate. Well, from what we understand, take a look right now. He had suffered diarrhea when he was in his hotel room. He ended up getting an infection. He ended up having severe dehydration, collapsed, and died. And he was post-chemo, or supposedly should have been inpatient and in a hotel room. Now, I'm sure there's two sides to every story. Maybe these hotel rooms aren't supposed to be staffed and they just use the hotel room as a building. But it doesn't sound like it from this story. It sounds like there was no staff involved. Now, we are losing staff. We're losing doctors. We don't have enough nurses, right? This has been something we've been seeing for years. Are we going to also be losing? Yeah, we're losing hospitals. Hospitals are closing down left and right. Are we going to have to then open up the Circus on Las Vegas Boulevard? Yeah. Yeah, probably. Probably if there aren't enough rooms, we open up the Circus. Yep. And I wouldn't want the nurses to be at the Circus because Circus is kind of fun. You got the circus games. They'll probably be downstairs, playing Circus stuff. So I watch this really, really closely, and I'm a little nervous. All right. And this is why I am not for any type of socialized medicine, because we are not seeing a successful, efficient system elsewhere. And it's making me a little nervous, especially since I see many patients from Canada saying, Doc, you got to get me the MRI because I can't get it up there. All right. When we come back, more news. So please don't go away. I want to talk about this fabric that can charge your iPhone using body heat. Way cool. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Oh, yeah, bad to the bone. Dr. Dahlia here. I got to tell you, this stuff is bad to the bone. There's a fabric, I think this is way cool, that was actually developed by Wake Forest University in North Carolina that I guess costs about a buck. You could possibly cover your phone, make a phone covering out of this fabric. I believe put the phone in your pocket, and your body heat will be transferred to this fabric called Power Felt. And with its tiny carbon nanotubes woven into the material, generates electricity. Now, you see, don't get thrown into a pool or, you know, go into a bathtub, of course. Yeah, that could be pretty dangerous. But I guess this is a concept of thermoelectrics, and they have been trying to play around with this for years. They get, say, products such as bismuth telluride is sometimes used in computer coolers, right? Can cost about $500 a pound. Researchers suggest that it could be used for insulating pipes, used under roof tiles, even under your tushy in car seats to make the most of heat that gets wasted. There's many things that waste heat. So if they could actually harness this and be able to refuel cars, etc., refuel your iPod, your iPad, that would be nice. You put it in an emergency kit, wrap it around a flashlight, you know, so I think this is absolutely great. It's cheap. You see, you know, they were talking about like robotic prostheses, and I guess in the news also, I'm going to be talking about in the next couple hours, there's a skateboard that moves based on your brain waves. I mean, there's all these kind of cool little scientific gadgets and breakthroughs, but it's expensive. You know, then you see something like this for a buck. I like it. I like it a lot. So I'm pretty happy about that. Okay. Now, in the news today, they were talking about how if you have a broken heart, you could actually take a pill. You could pop a pill and it'll actually help decrease the pain. Right? Author Naomi Eisenberger from the University of California has examined the overlap between types of pain, whether you have a broken heart, rejection, etc. And if you take an anti-inflammatory like an Advil, Aleve, they found that it could decrease your emotional pain. Now, I'm not going to go into her study because I'm sure all of you are like thinking about changing the channel right now. You know, I'm going to beg to differ. Okay. All right. When I get a headache and I take, let's say, an over-the-counter Aleve or anti-inflammatory. Now, this is when I have a headache. Okay. I don't have a broken heart. I have a headache. And you get a little bit of euphoria. Maybe it's because the pain is going away from the headache, or maybe because the anti-inflammatory in itself does that. And that may be enough. I'm just talking the anti-inflammatory and the chemistry and the pill may be enough to temporarily make you not think of something else. I mean, the fact that this very easily came to mind means I cognitively realize, right, consciously, that I feel something when I take an Aleve. Tylenol, I don't really feel much, right? But when I take an anti-inflammatory, I feel kind of good, okay? Yeah, no, not a buzz or narcotic high or anything like that. And it's probably because, you know, maybe the pain's going down. I wouldn't take that medicine if I wasn't in pain. But maybe there's something a little more to this. Now, if, though, she has something on this, okay, and you have people that don't tolerate antidepressants, and when they start to go into a funk, you could tell them to pop an Aleve or Motrin. All right, I could see where there could be some medical merit. Of course, I wouldn't advise it because taking these Aleves and anti-inflammatories, these non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, could, you know, wreak havoc on your kidneys, could cause you to form an ulcer. So it's not, you know, it wouldn't be something that I would, you know, want anybody to do frequently. Also, you know, keep in mind, when you go through a breakup and you have a broken heart, it lasts a little longer than the 3-4 hours that the Aleve gel caps, or is it Advil gel caps, right, gives you pain relief of. But it's an interesting concept nonetheless. Interesting concept. Okay. Now, speaking of depression, they're saying that Facebook updates can actually predict depression even before the doctor sees the patient. So what they're trying to do is the American Psychiatric Association, you know, has certain criteria for depression, you know, feelings of worthlessness, hopelessness, insomnia, sleeping too much, difficulty concentrating. But they did some research at the University of Washington where they found that 30% of 200 students, right, that were having these depressed symptoms were actually posting these on Facebook. So if you have a loved one that's actually saying, I'm absolutely worthless, right? I can't sleep. They could show signs of depression. Now, let me just say you're going to have some false positives, okay? If I look back through my most recent Facebook posts, right, I probably talk about how, you know, my show ratings are probably low. Actually, we got our ratings last week or this week. Pretty good ratings, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm pretty happy. Some of our best ratings yet, so we're happy. But anyway, you know, I mean, when I'm on Facebook, I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, yay. Well, I used to. I used to because I was so shocked. I'm like, oh, my God, thank you guys for listening, the five people listening. You know, now that I have probably 10 people listening, I'm like really excited. So, yeah, so I would put that on Facebook. You know, on Facebook, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I'm exhausted. Or why can't I sleep? Or, you know, nobody likes my singing. My kids think I'm worthless. Well, you know, if you put things like that on there, people are going to think you're depressed. But it's interesting because many people will express themselves in written word than in voice. So if you do have a family member or friend that doesn't really open up, but they open up on Facebook, you may want to read their post pretty closely. Now, again, I don't want all of you to start turning into psychologists. Okay, the worst thing that could happen is everybody psychoanalyze each other. We don't want that. But, you know, you may say, gosh, for a quiet person, this person's pretty negative. If you get that feeling, if you get that little negative feeling that something's not right, jump on it. I wish I jumped on it. A friend of mine was actually going to be my roommate. My roommate had decided to do a foreign exchange program. I believe she went to New Zealand. So I needed a roommate. I could never afford my apartment myself. Not that it was a fancy apartment. It was a pretty dingy apartment, but I wanted to keep my rent at about $100-$150 a month if I could, you know. I wasn't making money when I was going to school. It was rough. And so I was going to have a new roommate. And I worked with him at the EPA. Really nice guy. But, you know, the last couple times we had hung out, you know, he had dropped some of those red flags. Except I didn't think they were red flags. You know, he asked me, do you ever think that, you know, nobody really cares about you? And I go, well, nobody cares about me personally. And I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying, you know, in general, do you think really people are just selfish and just deal with, you know, and he would throw this stuff out there. And I thought he was just making conversation, you know. I mean, you know, keep in mind in college days when people tried to get you to bed, I mean, they'd talk about, I don't know, carbon atoms, right? Even though, don't worry. I would never with a roommate. But anyway, so I just figured, all right, this is college talk. He's talking about people thinking, you know, you're worthless. And then that weekend he kills himself at home. Makes a tent of hydrochloric acid and cyanide and locks himself up in his room. And his current roommate had no idea that he was there for 2-3 days until the smell started to come out into the hallway. And it was horrible, absolutely horrible. And so, you know, knowing somebody who committed suicide, but having heard some of the, you know, expressions of funk, you know, being in a funk, you know, now it's like I'm always looking for it. You know, I'm always like, okay, what? You know, now I don't have time to read everybody's Facebook posts. But, you know, there's definitely some logic behind that. So, you know, if you kind of notice someone's always down, check on them. Okay, just kind of check on them. All right, we're coming up on the next hour. Great show planned. Apparently, many doctors in Europe are missing cancer and referring people too late. We're going to talk about why and what you could do so that doesn't happen to you here. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.